Believe we have Warwick Hadfield there. Very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Hamish.
What have we got this morning?
Well, in soccer, the Australian whistleblower Benita Mirzayiadis, she's had her say on the banning of Sepp Blatter and Michelle Platini. Now, she's a former Football Federation of Australia senior executive, sacked by the FFA a few years ago after she expressed some concerns about where some of Australia's bid money for the World Cup was going. And we know now where that was, to some crooks who are the subject of various investigations. She gave evidence. She thought she was giving it confidentially, but it didn't turn out that way. And her evidence was ridiculed by FIFA, but things have changed a little bit there. Now, she went on the 7:30 report to tell us that FIFA at the moment is undergoing a death by a thousand cuts with all these investigations and, of course, the suspension of Blatter and Platini yesterday, or Platini. There's some discussion about how you pronounce his name. Anyway, she did welcome the suspension of those two blokes, but she said there's so much more still to be done. FIFA has a deep culture of corruption, and that's an interesting observation, and it needs to be rooted out. And has to be said, that call is being echoed all around the world at the moment, and one of the things that probably needs to be done first up is revisiting the giving of the 2022 World Cup to Qatar. In fact, that moment when that decision was made is regarded as probably the straw that broke the camel's back for a lot of people in world soccer. I think people tolerated or couldn't do much about a lot of things going wrong with FIFA, but that was certainly, a pivotal moment in a lot of people's minds, Hamish.
I was in the room that day. It was.
You were in the room?
I was in the room. Just sat a couple of rows behind the Emir of Qatar.
Did you get the feeling?
I've got to tell you, I watched all the presentations for the bids, and they were by far and away the best presentation.
Well, we had Nicole McKidman. How could they have been better than us?
I as a very patriotic Australian, our bid was pretty ordinary in comparison to the others. And, I've got to say, it was hard to, based on the presentations and also the data that was presented, it was pretty hard to see how they could have gone any other way, but that's just an observation from being there, and certainly the data around what money they could have made from the television rights based on the geographic positioning of Qatar and the number of markets that they could get prime time audiences to the games on. It was huge financial difference. Anyway, we've got a lot to get through before the news. We've only got about 35 seconds left. I know you love talking about the T20, so very quickly, a blast from the past, Tim Payne leading Hobart to victory.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago that he was the heir apparent to Brad Haddon as Australia's next wicketkeeper batsman, but he dropped from view, really, because of cruel injuries and form loss. But last night, in front of that lovely view on the Derwent, he thrashed 87 off just 58 balls, and that set up the Hurricanes' win over the Brisbane Heat by 20 runs, Hamish.
All right, sorry to keep it so brief, but nice to chat. We'll talk to you again later.